KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In our local news, a joint investigative effort between the Cass County Sheriff's Office and Atlantic Police Department into illegal drug activities in Cass County has led to numerous arrests. Taken into custody on August the 4th was 26-year-old Brittany Christina Marie Sampson of Atlantic, who was arrested for conspiracy to deliver methamphetamine, a Class C felony. 32-year-old Jacob Michael Leary of Atlantic, who was arrested for delivery of methamphetamine within 1,000 feet of a public park. 33-year-old Ryan Michael Paul of Atlantic, who was arrested on felony charges that include ongoing criminal conduct, delivery of methamphetamine, delivery of meth within 1,000 feet of a public park, possession of meth, third or subsequent offense, and sponsoring a gathering where illegal drugs are used. Paul also faces misdemeanor charges of prohibited acts and possession of drug paraphernalia. 29-year-old Albert Alexander Johnson of Atlantic was arrested August 4th on a felony charge of conspiracy to deliver meth. 46-year-old Richard Dean Finneran of Atlantic was arrested on felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver meth, sponsoring a gathering where illegal drugs are used, and a misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia charge. On Tuesday of this week, authorities arrested 21-year-old Jessica Lee Mack of Atlantic and 29-year-old Tony Lee Mack of Atlantic. Both face felony charges of conspiracy to deliver meth within 1,000 feet of a school. On Wednesday, August 12th, 53-year-old Clayton Wade Schmidt of Atlantic was arrested on a felony charge of delivery of methamphetamine. The suspects who remain in the Cass County jail as of Wednesday afternoon included Brittany Sampson, Jacob Leary, Albert Johnson, Richard Dean Finneran, who were being held on $50,000 bond each. Ryan Paul was being held on $100,000 bond. Tony Mack's bond was set at $10,000, while Clayton Schmidt was being held on $25,000 bond. Jessica Mack was released on August 11th on her own recognizance. Police in Council Bluffs arrested a 49-year-old man following a more than 2.5-hour standoff last night. Authorities say Carl Gavin was taken into custody just before 11 p.m. after surrendering peacefully. He was brought to Mercy Hospital and put on a police hold. No injuries were reported. The standoff began after Council Bluffs police were called to 802 Avenue H at around 8:10 p.m. in reference to a barricaded male who wanted to harm himself. Upon arrival, officers established communications with Galvin. He was wanted on warrants for Pottawatomie County for domestic abuse. Galvin advised officers that he had barricaded the door, was armed with a butcher knife, and did not intend to cooperate. Uniformed officers set up a perimeter and established communications with Galvin until Council Bluffs police negotiators and the emergency services team arrived on the scene. After police negotiators advised Galvin was exiting the residence and intended to surrender, they took him into custody. The only minor damage occurred to a window and a door during the incident. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a homicide. Officials say just before 7 a.m. Wednesday, the Pottawatomie County 911 Center had received a call from a person who said he was outside the home of his employee, 55-year-old Robert R. Schendel, who resides at 706 Minster Street. Schendel had not shown up for work as usual, and the employer was requesting a welfare check. Uniformed officers arrived at the residence, were unable to get a response, so entry was made. Officers located Schendel inside the home. He was dead from several gunshot wounds. His vehicle, a 1998 gray Dodge Caravan with Iowa license plates BGZ-696, was missing. The Criminal Investigation Division was called to the scene, and while the death was in the early stages of investigation, the incident was being treated as a homicide. An autopsy has been scheduled for today in Ankeny. Anyone with information about the crime is encouraged to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. And a man from Harrison County was arrested on a felony assault charge after allegedly attempting to push his wife out of their rolling SUV. According to court documents, the wife of a Logan man, 39-year-old Shane Vanderlinden, told authorities on Monday that the couple were traveling north on Interstate 29 late Friday night en route to her parents' home when he started to beat her. The woman told investigators Vanderlinden eventually pushed her out of their Land Rover on the exit ramp near Loveland, and she landed on the pavement. The vehicle was traveling around 30 miles per hour at the time. An off-duty officer for the Logan Police Department stopped to help the woman, who was flown to the Nebraska Medical Center, where she was treated for skull fractures, bleeding on the brain, and numerous cuts and bruises. Vanderlinden was charged with attempted murder. He also faces a felony charge of assault, willful injury, and domestic aggravated assault. Van was arrested Tuesday and remained in the Pottawatomie County Jail yesterday on $50,000 bond. In our funeral announcements this morning, George Doyle, age 82, of Manning, died Sunday in Carroll. Funeral services for George Doyle will be today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Marie Sullivan, age 93, of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Marie Sullivan will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama with Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan in charge of arrangements. Emma Lacey, age 78, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Emma Lacey will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Iva Mae Rasmussen, age 95, of Kirkman, died Monday. Funeral services for Iva Rasmussen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Shirley Jean Jensen, age 80, who's formerly of Harlan, died Sunday in Indiana. Funeral services for Shirley Jean Jensen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert Stewart, age 91, of Shelby, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Robert Stewart will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Myrna Peters, age 75, of Walnut, died Monday. Funeral services for Myrna Peters will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Charles Doc Early, age 91, of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Doc Early will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert W. Martins, age 86, of Walnut, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Robert Martins will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby has arrangements. Franklin Leyland, age 90, of Exira, died Saturday. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Franklin Leyland will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Bruce Simmons, age 71, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life service for Bruce Simmons will be Monday at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.